Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to shout about my cars. At one point, I was bored, and I filled out an Excel spreadsheet of all the vehicles I've owned since I was 16. And there are about 42 of them. And I love them all. I love them all. Some more than others, but I love them all. Starting with a 1968 VW Bug that I bought for $750, and 2 years later, I sold for $750. I could drive that vehicle with the sunroof open, with my head sticking out the sunroof. And I do not recommend anybody try that. I was, 16 and extra stupid.
I will abstain at the moment, but if Jordana were here, she would be making fun of you, mocking you mercilessly, whatever that word is, for having a spreadsheet of your cars.
Well, it just seemed like the thing to do.
Okay, that's fine.
And it's a good test. Can you remember all the vehicles you've owned?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason we're talking about this is because the Twin Cities Auto Show, the 49th annual Twin Cities Auto Show, is coming up in a few weeks, May 14th to the 22nd. I am the electric vehicle spokesperson, and I'm very proud to be the spokesperson because I'm very excited about electric. I still have gas-powered vehicles. I have electric vehicles. I love them both. My sense, the future is electric, but I'm still enjoying the gas-powered while I can. Joining us right now is the Twin Cities Auto Show president, Scott Lambert. Scott, welcome.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good to be here.
Thank you. Are you as excited about the auto show as I am?
Oh, we love the auto show. We are going to add the 43rd note on your spreadsheet. We're going to get you, you're going to find you the new car of your dreams at this year's auto show. So we love the auto show coming out. I'm glad to hear you talk about warm weather coming in because it's at the state fairgrounds. It's outdoors again this year, and it's in 3 weeks and 1 day. So we got to heat things up here a bit.
Oh, it should be consistent 50s and 60s and maybe some 70s. In fact, one of Noah's models has 80s, roughly 2 weeks from today. So wouldn't that be nice? I think it's going to be better than it is out there right now. We shall see. Look, I have an electric vehicle. I estimate I'm driving I'm spending about a third as much per mile in my electric vehicle as I am with gas powered, especially now with gas prices so high. Wouldn't it be great at some point down the road not to have to worry about the price of gas? And more people are considering hybrids or full-blown EVs, electric vehicles. And I know XL Energy has something special set up, the EV neighborhood powered by XL Energy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the show always reflects what's going on in the industry and what's going on in the marketplace. And we've had EV areas before, But we've never had anything like this before. The XL Energy's electric vehicle neighborhood is a place where people can go and talk to somebody about, how do I manage this? What do I do in my garage? How do I keep this powered up? You know, all the questions. There's a whole new the technology is incredible,
yeah.
But it's new and it's different. And people have a lot of questions, and we want to make sure that they have a good familiarity with the product before they go shopping. And so that's kind of the first stop. But this year, we're going to have the XL Energy electric vehicle neighborhood is kind of the cornerstone of our multi-brand electric vehicle ride and drive. And this year, we're going to have more than ever. We think we're going to have more electric vehicles for people to drive than anywhere else in the country,
wow.
At any auto show in the country. So last year, we had 4 vehicles people could test drive. And this year, we're going to have 14.
14.
So we've expanded our offerings. In addition, Ford and Chevrolet are going to be in with their own specific ride and drives, and they'll each have Ford will have the Mach-E, which is super cool, mm-hmm. The old Mustang.
Yep.
And Chevrolet will have the Bolt, and Kia for our multi-brand for the XL ride and drive, we'll be having the Kias, Audi e-trons, Jeep Wrangler, Hyundai, Ioniq, a Polestar, which is super cool.
Yeah.
A Mitsubishi Outlander, which is making its 2023 show premiere. It's the 2023 Outlander, and that'll be making its North American premiere at our show. And the Volkswagen ID.4. So there's a lot to look at. If you're interested in electric vehicles, you don't have to be a fanatic or passionate or any, you know, you don't have to be a sold on it. But if you're interested, come down and drive one and talk to some people about it, and you're going to learn a lot and hopefully get comfortable with it.
Yeah,
the dealers are all in on this technology.
No doubt. And look, it's good to be skeptical. You should be skeptical about everything. But I tell people, before you pass judgment on electric vehicles, try it. Drive it. You may be shocked how much you like it. And I'm encouraged. All of the electric pickup trucks that are coming out in the months and years to come, the number of options increasing, the range is increasing, the number of chargers are increasing. And so to me, it seems like a perfect storm. And I think it's going to be right, especially if you can save money. If, you know, there's a return on investment. There has been for me. I think there is for a lot of people. But come on out, kick the tires, take some of these EVs for a spin. As somebody who owned a couple of Ram pickup trucks, what on earth is the Raminator?
Well, the Raminator is our monster truck, and it's making its second appearance at the auto show, and it was a huge hit last year. But the Raminator is a monster truck that we'll have in the midway area of the show, and it's going to be crushing cars like monster trucks are born to do, and you can also take a ride in a monster truck. And if you've got a 12-year-old boy at your house and he hears that, you're going to want to bring him out to the fairgrounds because it's a real crowd pleaser, especially for the little fellas.
Oh, I might have to bring my grandson out. There's a truck track. I'm looking forward to that. A classic car walk and luxury hill and food. I mean, there's a lot to do out there, right?
Yep. We got state fair food and new cars and getting back to EVs, we're going to have things you can't see anywhere else in the country. We'll have the new Ford Lightning.
Oh, really?
A new electric vehicle.
You are going to have
the
Lightning.
That'll be on display.
That's great.
Yep, it'll be on display. Not you can't drive it yet. There aren't enough around to drive. But I just found out before I got on the air here that Toyota is bringing its brand new, never before seen BZ4X.
Oh.
And Jaguar will have their electric vehicle. So there's going to be stuff you can't see anywhere else except the auto show. And we've got as you noted, we have a spokesperson for the auto show this year for the electric EV segment. And we went looking for someone who is credible and knowledgeable on the subject, and also someone who is debonair and handsome,
but you couldn't find
that charming, and but and so, we ended up with you, Paul.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're excited to have you as part of the show, and it's going to be something to write home about when we get done talking about EVs at the show. So should be very exciting.
I'm very excited, and I'm thrilled that you guys got one of those Lightning. Is it the F-150?
Yeah, it's the first pickup truck. All of the all of the electric vehicles have been either high-end luxury vehicles or kind of, but early entry vehicles. And there hasn't been a truck. And, you know, Minnesota is a truck state.
Oh, yeah.
90% of the vehicles we buy are trucks. And so this is the first pickup truck in this segment. And it's very exciting. There's a lot of Ford dealers taking orders on these vehicles right now, and they'll be getting them later this year. But you can come see one at our auto show in the Ford display. So we're pretty excited to get it.
This is the one that can power your house if there's a power outage. So the power runs both ways, which is cool. And I think, and you may prove me wrong on this, but I believe the electric version is actually cheaper than the gas version, which I find fascinating. I think it's right around $40,000.
That's accurate. They're trying to keep the prices down. I don't know about powering your house. I can barely put the flashlight in my batteries in my flashlight, so I don't know how that works. But someone will be there to tell you how that works for sure. So the Ford Lightning is a game changer for this segment, and we'll see how it performs. The one thing, if you get into one of these vehicles and you drive them, you will be impressed at the performance. And
the torque is off the scale. I mean,
yeah. These are not golf carts. These are really high-performance vehicles. Yeah.
It blows your hair back. Twin Cities Auto Show, again, May 14th to May 22nd. What's the website if people want more information?
TwinCitiesAutoShow.com.
Okay, that's easy enough. I should have figured that out. What kind of spokesperson am I? Scott, I sure appreciate you stepping up today and answering questions, and we're going to be having you on a couple more times between now and the auto show. But thank you for coming on the air today with us. Twin Cities Auto Show President Scott Lambert, we'll see you over at the fairgrounds in a few weeks.
We'll see you there. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Scott. Try to get you a warm front. Wouldn't that be nice? Are you going to get an EV at some point? DJ, we're out of time, but who cares?
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
As the prices continue to drop.
Yeah.
And you just looked it up online. I thought that the cheapest EV was the Nissan Leaf, and I guessed in the 30s, mm-hmm. and you looked it up, and it's 27.
It's 27 and change. That's the base
right.
model, and it goes up to the low 30s from there. But yeah, the Leaf is very affordable. In the 20s. And yeah, you're an early adopter of this, obviously. I'm not, but even as somebody who's not an early adopter, like the next vehicle I purchase in a few years, I think will probably be hybrid or electric, one of the two, because if you do the math over a number of years, it just makes sense, dollars and cents wise. And I think that's what's going to push me over the, over that boundary to do it. And it'll probably only be one of our vehicles because I think I'll still want to have one that I can
start with one
that I can bomb through the night to Denver with because you still can't do that right
vehicle.
Now.
Right.
We'll have one of each and I'll take one downtown every day to do this and the other one will be for doing longer
trips. You have a garage too.
I do. Yeah.
Once you fuel up in your garage.
Yeah.
It's like a light bulb goes on over your head. It's like you never want to go back.
Yeah.
You whistle as you drive by the gas stations. Anyway, thank you to the Twin Cities Auto Show for bringing us up to speed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.